This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and you can join us on the radio here. Toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And also, we've got Discord. You can call us on the Discord on-air call-in line, which is there and available to you. And when you're there, we'll hopefully notice you relatively quickly and put you on the air. And again, you can talk about whatever you want. We're going to open up the show tonight with some big-sounding news, actually, out of North Korea, which has been... They've been doing some saber-rattling. I mean, let's be honest. The North Korean government certainly likes to launch off missiles and act big and tough. So does the U.S. government. And
yes.
They like to act big and tough. And so it's been sort of a penis-measuring contest between the two heads of state there, Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump.
Right. And you remember it was just a few weeks ago when Donald Trump posted something, or probably been a month or so, but Trump posted something on the Twitter about, you know,
my button's bigger than
my
yours.
My button's bigger than yours, and it actually works.
It was funny, but these are serious matters, right? I mean, we're talking about launching nuclear holocaust here.
Yeah.
And
I can kill millions of people with a push of a button. You can't. Ha ha.
And
look at my tiny hands.
So North Korea's boss man, Kim Jong-un, according to the New York Times, has told South Korean envoys he's willing to negotiate with the United States on abandoning his country's nuclear weapons, officials from the South said Tuesday. Mr. Kim also said he would suspend all nuclear and missile tests while those talks were underway, which is a nice, pleasant surprise to hear, given the rhetoric coming from both sides over the last year or so, or the last much longer than a year. I mean, it's certainly has sort of spun up as a current issue within
right.
the Trump administration, but Kim Jong-un has always been, and his father and grandfather before him, certainly, you know, no friend of United States government. Not that anyone should be a friend of the United States government. They're
right.
an evil bunch of people, too.
You know, the U.S. government also does things like, have war games in South Korea very
right.
close to the DMZ, and, you know, all kinds of things that could be seen if, right, but if, you know, say Russia were having war games on the Canadian border very close to the U.S. government would say that's an act of aggression,
sure
they're trying to attack us.
Yeah.
But yet when the U.S. government does that to another country, I don't know why they're so hostile.
Absolutely. So much hypocrisy. I mean, just like how the U.S. government supports secession in other countries in a lot of cases, but not for their own country.
Right.
So Trump reacted with guarded optimism to the news, which potentially represented a major diffusing of one of the world's tensest confrontations during the envoy's two-day visit to Pyongyang, which is the North Korean capital, which ended on Tuesday. The two Koreas also agreed to hold a summit meeting between Mr. Kim and President Moon Jae-in of South Korea on the country's border in late April, according to Mr. Moon's office. The, quote, North Korean side clearly stated its willingness to denuclearize, the statement said. It made it clear that it would have no reason to keep nuclear weapons if the military threat to the North was eliminated and its security guaranteed.
See, eliminated, that means that they want to kill everybody in the United States because they said eliminate.
Well, I mean, it would, again, when political statements are made, they are always open to interpretation, so I mean, what does it mean to eliminate the threat? Would that mean shutting down the U.S. military entirely? Because I'd love to see that happen, but I don't think that the U.S. military is going to cede to that particular demand.
Right, yeah. And the U.S. military also isn't going to cede to the demand of don't do war games in South Korea,
yeah.
where you simulate an invasion of North Korea.
The statement, if it's corroborated by North Korea, would be the first time that Mr. Kim has indicated that his government is willing to discuss relinquishing nuclear weapons in return for security guarantees from the United States. Until now, North Korea has said that its nuclear weapons were not for bargaining away. Quote, the North expressed its willingness to hold a heartfelt dialogue with the United States on the issues of denuclearization and normalizing relations with the U.S., said the statement. It made it clear that while dialogue is continuing, it will not attempt any strategic provocations, such as nuclear and ballistic missile tests. Now, I think that maybe what Trump needs to do here is step away from this situation entirely, since he obviously is a hothead and is unable to, you know, keep his finger from hovering over the button while tweeting with his other hand about, or doing something else with his other hand, about how it is that he's a bigger man than Mr. Kim. Maybe
well,
they need
luckily,
to bring in Dennis Rodman.
Well, luckily there's not actually a button.
Okay, probably not.
No,
probably
that's
a phone, though.
A metaphor. Right. There, yeah. There is the red phone. And
hopefully it has too many numbers to dial in. No, he just picks it up.
We do know that at one time, and we don't know if this has changed, but we do know that at one time the launch code was 000000. Yeah, the instructions were make sure that none of the numbers are set to anything other than zero.
It wouldn't surprise me if they haven't changed it.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me either. I just said we know at one time that was the code.
On Twitter, Trump, who has veered from bellicose threats against Mr. Kim to offers to sit down with him, welcomed what he called possible progress with the North. Quote, for the first time in many years, a serious effort is being made by all parties concerned. The world is watching and waiting. May be false hope, but the U.S. is ready to go hard in either direction. Trump expounded on his reaction later to reporters during an Oval Office meeting with a prime minister of Sweden, saying, quote, we've come a long way, at least rhetorically, with North Korea. The statements coming out of South Korea and North Korea have been very positive, and that would be a great thing with the world, for the world. And hopefully he doesn't screw this up, because it would be a good thing. Now, again, what are the counter demands going to be? I mean, that remains to be seen at this point. What will the United States say? All right, well, you're asking for a security guarantee. You're essentially asking for protection now from the U.S. military or by the U.S. military. And so, you know, are they willing to provide that? What would they demand in order to receive that protection? Obviously, denuclearization is on the table. But what else? Opening the borders, perhaps, or, you know, allowing the North Korean people to travel the world. You know, could demands such as that be made? Should demands such as that be made? In this case.
Well, the question of could and should are completely different.
They
you
are.
Know, Donald Trump could demand that Kim Jong-un do all kinds of things. Whether or not Kim would actually do any of those things, or whether he would, you know, consider even remaining at the negotiating table after any of the demands. And if you say, all right, knock down the DMZ and allow people to leave. All right, I'm done.
Well, the counter demand to that could be, well, get your troops out of South Korea and let's end the war, right? Because the Korean War is still going on today.
Between the two Koreas, the United States government never formally declared war.
Okay. Well, they're still there. The U.S. government is still...
Right. The U.S. government is still in a bunch of places where they have either never declared war or they've just been in even after the war ended 75, 80, 100 years ago.
It would be nice for Kim to say, hey, look, you know, get out of here.
Right.
So we can't take this border down.
Right. And Trump's not going to do that.
No. We can't take this border down unless you guys are gone.
And we can't leave until you fill in the blank. And it's one of it's going to be a catch 22.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any high expectations for this. I just think it's an interesting international development.
Right.
And it is worth pointing out that it is happening. Where this will go next, as Trump said, we'll see what happens. The cautious American reaction partly reflected a history of suspicion toward the motives of North Korea, which has remained an enemy of the United States since the 1950 through 53 Korean War. A pattern of what American officials have described as North Korean duplicity in previous talks has repeated itself with modest variations during the Clinton, Bush, and Obama administrations. In January of 2009, Defense Secretary at the time, Robert Gates, who had served under both Bush and Obama, summarized the American skepticism about North Korea with an oft-repeated line, quote, "I'm tired of buying the same horse twice." The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. But Kim, you know, he's a different person than his father.
Yes.
He had a different upbringing. And maybe something different will come out of this. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free here at 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget to check out Zencash over at zencash.com. It is a relatively new cryptocurrency, starting just back in 2017, but started, importantly, by people who care about freedom. Voluntarists, people that understand what liberty is all about, understand economics, and have created a cryptocurrency that's dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. They've got some of the best technology rolled into Zencash, including zero-knowledge anonymity, which is important if you care about privacy, as you should care about privacy. Plus, there's also the creation of decentralized autonomous organizations, which have done a great job of helping cryptocurrencies like Dash succeed. So check out Zencash.com. They've got over 7,000 secure nodes, which means Zencash is one of the strongest blockchains out there on the internet, and lots of team members, almost 50 of them now, with wallets in multiple languages and available on several exchanges around the world. Once again, it's Zencash. Go and do your due diligence and check it out at Zencash.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about what's happening with North Korea. Actually, willing to talk, willing to sit down and have some sort of conversation about possible denuclearization with the United States government. But first, we go to Riley. He's calling from Utah on Skype. Go ahead, Riley.
Hey, guys. So in my local area of St. George, Utah, there's a fairly big story going on. On Monday, a kid brought a smoking backpack to a high school, and it turns out that it was a homemade...
A smoking backpack?
Yeah, it was a smoking backpack, and it turns out that it was a homemade bomb of some kind. And so that's a fairly big story because he's gotten into some ISIS propaganda and all sorts of things.
Oh, no.
Really, yeah.
All right, so what was it, just an attempt at a bomb, or was it something that actually would have exploded?
It may have been a smoke bomb. It might have been that was the intention.
From my understanding, it was an attempt at making a bomb, and he was intentionally going to blow up the school.
Okay.
What I hear, he shows up with a bag that is smoking. You know, like, and I realize that, you know, like, all bombs are created differently, but, you know, when I think of, you know, like, a bomb that's lit by ignition, it generally isn't going to smoke very long before it goes boom.
Right.
Right.
So if it's just smoking, he lit something on fire, and maybe he intended for it to blow up, but he didn't make it correctly.
Or maybe he intended to have a smoke bomb, and they're just calling it a bomb, because bomb sounds a lot worse than a smoke bomb. I just saw recently on YouTube, perhaps he was inspired by this, but, you know, there's some of those prankster channels on YouTube, and a lot of them have sort of changed their tune and have stopped doing pranks because, I don't know, maybe they got tired of...
got their ass whooped one too many times.
That has happened to some of them. But anyway, in one of the recent pranks, I think it was Twins.TV's pranks, who these guys do a lot of the bait bike stuff where they'll leave a bicycle out and they'll hook up a big, like a long chain or something to or a long, like, fishing line, something that's, like, hard to see, supposedly. And whether they're faking these videos or not is hard to tell, right? Like,
but
are they hiring a homeless person?
But even if you've got, you know, like, chain or a rope... Yeah. Somebody's not necessarily going to look.
Attention.
Oh, wait, this chain is tied to the bicycle.
Yeah, especially if they're in a hurry and trying to steal the thing.
Yeah.
So they've got some really great bake bike videos, which those are my favorite kind of pranks because they're really getting the people who deserve it rather than just random, you know, strangers on the street. You're getting thieves. You're going after those people. So they put a backpack with a smoke bomb in the backpack, like in the park, leaving it by a tree and just walk away from it. And then they just wait till somebody comes up that saw the person walk away and it goes, you know, snoop around, check it out, maybe pick it up and walk with it. And as soon as they start walking away with the backpack, there's a fishing line or something attached to the pin on a smoke bomb that's inside the backpack, and it literally starts to smoke, and I imagine might get a little bit hot on the person's back. So interesting that somebody else just had a smoking backpack at school, and something like that happened on YouTube.
The school is Pineview High School in the St. George, Utah area, in case anyone wants to go look that up.
All right. Well, thank you for the heads up on this. Anything else you want to share about it?
Not that I can think of, no. Other than the Pre-Talk Live Daily Digest is still available if anyone wants to listen to it.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder about that. That is a relatively popular feature, I would say, of our podcast, which is to say that you take the full 3-hour radio show, which is a 2-hour podcast after you get rid of all the commercials that we normally do in the podcast version of the show. So you get a 2-hour long solid block of talk radio, and you whittle that down to like 20, 30 minutes typically, right?
Right, that's correct.
So, yeah, your interpretations of the best moments of each show, they are available in our full podcast, or you can, if you just want to subscribe and receive just the digest, maybe you're, you know, you're time-challenged, you like Free Talk Live, but you don't have 2 hours a day to dedicate to it, as I imagine a lot of people don't, you can subscribe just to the Daily Digest by going to feeds.freetalklive.com. That'll pull you up a page on our website that has different links to different versions of our podcast feed. And, of course, you can subscribe to that with your favorite podcast client, whether it be iTunes or whatever. Thanks, Riley, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from
you. You're welcome.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Now, I'm curious if in, oh, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks, it's somehow going to come out that the FBI was somehow involved in giving this kid a smoking backpack. Because remember, we've read numerous stories of, you know, the FBI sort of training someone. And see, aren't you glad that we wound up catching this guy and, you know, making him think he was working with ISIS instead of him actually working with ISIS?
Yep. And in fact, we most recently, I think we're one of the more recent stories where the FBI set somebody up. We found out there were more than 200 of these FBI setup things. So, like in the last, since 9/11 kind of thing. So,
right.
Hundreds of them over a 15 or so year period. Pretty shocking. Because, I mean, we certainly have heard of several. We've probably talked about at least a dozen of them or so on Free Talk Live over the years. But I had no idea there were hundreds of people being wrapped up in these FBI plots, which are basically cooked up by the FBI. They then find a patsy. They find a dupe, somebody who is angry at the world or angry at the U.S. government that they find online somehow, or whatever the connection is that they make to this person. Or somebody sends them a tip like, oh, so-and-so, this person I know is really angry and he's been talking about violence. And then they basically encourage that person to do some violence. They give them ideas on what to do on, oh, yeah, you should get a bomb. And then, well, where do I get a bomb? I don't know anything about bombs. Well, we just so happen to have a bomb for you. Hey, how about you come meet us? We'll give you the bomb. We'll give you a detonator. And then you can just go drive it over to wherever it is that they've suggested that the person drive it
to.
The
Christmas tree lighting. Yeah. That was really the first one back in like 2010, 2011.
No, there were many before that.
Well, that's the first one that I remember.
Okay, yeah, these have been going on since 9/11. I mean, it didn't start that long, you know, probably no more than a few years after 9/11 was the first bust of somebody that they want you to believe was actually a real terrorist who, of course, didn't have his own bomb, didn't have any connections, didn't have anything except for maybe an inkling of a thought of maybe doing something, and then the FBI comes along and basically takes that inkling and you know, boosts it up as much as they possibly can.
Yeah.
They then arrest the person, throw them in a prison cell, lock them away, and then they pat themselves on the back and try to make it look like they've done you a favor and that they're keeping you safe. When in fact, the person probably would have never done anything without the encouragement of the FBI. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450. Free like freedom.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Bitcoin.com. If you are not new to Bitcoin, you're going to enjoy their Bitcoin news site over at news.bitcoin.com. Get the latest headlines about the world of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. In fact, you guys were talking about a really interesting story today, Daryl, over on the Call to Freedom. You're pulling double duty tonight, by the way, for people that don't know. You were on the Call to Freedom for 3 hours. Now you're on Free Talk Live for 3 hours. And in the Crypto Hour on Call to Freedom, you guys had a story about the top 100 cryptocurrencies. That came from Bitcoin.com?
News.bitcoin.com, yes. Yeah.
And it was about how only a third of the or one third of the cryptocurrencies in the top 100 were not spendable.
Correct.
Basically, that you couldn't use it across platforms, iOS, Android, desktop. That was kind of the criteria.
Right.
Fascinating story.
Yeah. And then, you know, they didn't even really look into, and I realize that, you know, people doing investigative journalism don't necessarily have to do things to my level of what I would like to see. But of the ones that are spendable, meaning that there is an iOS, an Android, and a desktop client, they didn't show how many of those are actually accepted by businesses through some kind of point of sale.
That would be harder to suss that out, right? Because you'd have to know about which businesses accept what. Are you talking about what platforms that businesses
use? I'm just saying,
use?
Like, you can figure out, here are the 5 or 10 or however many points of sale that there are,
yeah.
And then look which currencies are available on these POSs.
Okay,
would be a little more legwork,
yeah.
But they're already doing legwork to see if there are Android, iOS, and desktop clients.
Didn't you apply for editorship over at Bitcoin.com at one time?
I don't remember. Maybe.
I know they're always hiring. Like, they're always looking for good libertarian, solid writers, at least as I understand it, over at Bitcoin.com.
Right, so I don't really have the time
You're
to
busy.
Do the yeah. writing. Plus, I'm not that technically inclined on right. the, here's how Bitcoin works.
Yeah, I don't know how many of their authors are that technically inclined. That's a good question. I'm not sure what the requirement is there. But if there's anybody out there listening that's pretty libertarian and a good writer and interested in cryptocurrency, you ought to reach out to, I think, editor@bitcoin.com.
Probably.
And you know, send them your resume. So, toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450- Free 855-450-3733 and we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm plus there's also the Discord chat where you can jump in our on air call in line there and you can talk to us about what you want. Now was there anything else to highlight about this bomb plot in St. George, Utah?
I've got a story here from Newsweek, and you know, it's one of those things about words that are used, especially when they're incredibly vague, basically they become meaningless.
Government does this a lot.
Right. Yeah. So the article says that police searched the home and found materials consistent with making a bomb.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything because
nope.
you could use fertilizer and, oh, you've got some plumbing laying around. That's a pipe. You can put fertilizer inside a pipe, and then, oh, you've got matches. Fertilizer and matches, that can make something go boom, and you put it in some plumbing, and then it's a pipe.
Yeah, I mean, there's
it's
all kinds
a pipe
of
bomb.
Household things, like a 2-liter soda bottle, put some, baking soda and
a little bit of dry ice and vinegar.
Ice. Yeah, that'll do it too. Yeah, for sure. Anything that's going to create pressure, you know, increasing pressure inside the 2-liter bottle, that can create some shrapnel, possibly could hurt somebody.
Right.
So I'm not recommending you do it, but just as an example, very, very simple household items, and
right.
I think that's
so
your point.
My point is everybody has materials consistent with making a bomb. Because that is such a vague...
Pretty much anyone with a household.
Yeah, everybody's got some cleaning materials, which, you know, cleaning material come in little plastic containers. You put stuff in there, and then it pressurizes and goes boom.
There's all kinds of warnings all over a lot of those cleaning materials because there are ways you can use them aside from the intended uses.
Yes.
For
most of those things,
federal
is
crime.
In itself a federal crime.
Yep, that's right. So, again, going back to the whole thing with people committing multiple felonies without even necessarily
right.
realizing it.
But, well, just follow the law.
Yeah, what else did they find out?
They said that police said the boy is a suspect in another crime in
Uh-oh.
Hurricane, Utah, where an American flag was replaced with an ISIS flag. Police arrived on the scene on February 15th to find the American flag slashed to the ground, according to the Associated Press.
Mm.
Police found Hurricane High School was also graffitied with large text with the message, ISIS is coming. Just C-O-M-I. So
maybe they meant coming.
He must have been intending to spray paint something else and then got scared and ran away.
Maybe. Or maybe his education just wasn't that great.
Maybe he was going to write comical.
Could be.
It ends C-O-M-I. So
G coming. But it
no.
could be comical.
No, it just says C-O-M-I.
Right, I'm just saying. N-G would be coming.
Right.
Right? ISIS
or
is coming.
C-A-L, comical.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. Now, I wonder, why is he a suspect? Do they have any video footage showing him doing the damage? Or is it just because he's one of the only teenagers to get in trouble in St. George, Utah in recent weeks, and so therefore he's a suspected troublemaker? They don't say, I imagine.
Well, The Newsweek article doesn't say, but something else I was reading said that the students saw him with the backpack.
Yeah,
that was smoking, and this and that. So they've kind of connected the dots of this guy with the thing, and
I'm not sure if there are any dots to connect between a random graffitiing and ISIS flag versus a backpack with a smoke bomb in it.
Police allege they have discovered the boy had researched and showed an interest in ISIS.
So
there's the dot
computer
that connects him to other ISIS thing.
Got it. So, yeah, they went through his computer.
Right. Likely. Now, who's to say that he wasn't writing a research paper on the Middle East? And, well, what's one of the things happening in the Middle East right now? ISIS is a thing.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. In other news out of the west side of the United States, the state of California has been sued in federal court by the Trump administration, by Trump's Justice Department, saying three recently passed state laws were deliberately interfering with federal immigration policies. It marked the latest legal and political confrontation with the nation's most populous state, which the federal government says has repeatedly stood in the way of its plans to step up enforcement actions in the workplace and against criminal, so-called criminal aliens. Now, of course, they use the term criminal here to describe anybody who has broken a stupid law like the immigration laws, not criminals in the idea of a murderer or a rapist.
Right.
And that's part of the process of trying to dehumanize and to make immigrants look like bad people.
Right, and if you just throw around the word criminal,
yeah,
you must have done something wrong.
Right. And, of course, we don't consider it to be wrong to break victimless crime statutes or codes or laws, but they do consider that a crime. And to me, that's an insult against people who've actually been victimized by murderers, rapists, and the like. But regardless, according to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, he says, quote, "The Department of Justice and the Trump administration are going to fight these unjust, unfair, and unconstitutional policies." He said further, "We are fighting to make your job safer," as he is apparently speaking to California law enforcement officers, "and help you reduce crime in America."
Okay, so here's an easy way to reduce crime in America. Get rid of all of the drug laws.
Oh, yeah.
That would greatly reduce crime. Get rid of, all the other laws that wind up creating criminals where there's not an actual victim.
Let's talk about more about what California has done. Again, they've got three new laws that the Trump administration is suing them about regarding the immigration or protecting immigrants in California. And will this new conflict between the federal government and California maybe persuade more Californians that it's time to leave the union, time to secede? It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username, lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue here. We'll take your calls and your thoughts about what you want to discuss. That is the point of the show. We had just started into a story about California's new sanctuary state laws that the Trump administration is now suing them over. We'll tell you more about that coming up, but also want to let you know about the good news that we've decided to start promoting the upcoming camping event called Forkfest. That you had created the name for that, Daryl. We were wondering aloud on the air last night about it. Like, who came? I know I heard it somewhere, but I just couldn't quite remember where it was.
Yeah, so it's a fork of... So what inspired the name was I heard about this thing called Anarcho Forco.
Right.
That was the fork of Anarchapulco.
Correct, which was the event that Mark and I just got back from a couple weeks ago in Acapulco, Mexico, which had like 1,700 liberty-minded people. It was an incredible event. But there were some people who... You know, they'd gone to the first few Anarchapulcos, and this was the fourth, and it's sort of gone into, as it's gone into larger venues, it's gone into more sort of cloistered off, fenced off, you know, touristy zones in Acapulco, you know, where you actually have to go through
a checkpoint. Areas.
Yeah, you actually have to go through a checkpoint where men with machine guns are standing there in order to get into the hotel area. So the idea was, hey, this is taking the event out of Acapulco and is putting it into the tourist PTSD zone. Let's have an event actually in Acapulco, like in old Acapulco or something like that. And that was, and the idea was, hey, let's do this after Anarchapulco. So it's not during, it's not, you know, competing directly, but let's, you know, give people an excuse to stay in Acapulco longer and go and explore the rest of the city.
Yeah, so my original idea when coming up with the name, Forkfest, that sounds funny, was to fork Shirefest and Somalia Fest. So yeah, that
which were the two kind of names that people were calling this thing last year.
Right. So that you would get one Fork Fest for every Shire and Somalia Fest that you had at the date that Fork Fest was created. So, you know, there's
really
a snapshot.
Yeah.
No, sort of like how, you know, cryptocurrencies, they're doing all these, you know, coding fork. So there's a snapshot, and then you get one of each, and based on this, and...
Yeah, you're referring to all the crypto Bitcoin forks that have been happening within the last year. Basically, it started in
August,
in August of last year, and now there are, I don't know, how many
dozen.
There's
one that just launched where it was a dual code fork to become a single thing.
I heard about that one,
Bitcoin
too.
Bitcoin Private. So it was a fork of Z Classic and Bitcoin.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of this, and it's been a big pain and annoying.
Right, and it wasn't just... You know, in the crypto sphere, the word fork has two completely different meanings. There's a code fork, which means that you take the code and you make some changes, and then your new
thing
is a completely standalone product. And then there's a fork of the chain where you're just saying, oh, yeah, we're part of this thing, too, and we've got the same lineage.
Yep, that's true. And they can also change the code when they do the chain fork, too, as well.
Right.
But, and fork can also apply to the schisms that have happened within the Liberty Movement.
Right.
Where, whether we're talking about the New Hampshire Liberty Movement or the larger one with the Libertarian Party or other sides of the Liberty sphere, there are frequently situations that arise when a group becomes too large. And when that group becomes too large, they have disagreements, which, of course, is why Bitcoin forked in the first place, because there were disagreements in behind the scenes. But similarly, whether it be religion, whether it be politics, whatever the group is, you know, if a sewing club gets too large, it'll probably have a schism and,
right,
you know, and fork. So that would be the idea behind Forkfest, the way I see it, at least. And everybody is subject to their own interpretation. But this is a celebration of forks, of people going off and doing their own thing. And in this case, it's completely decentralized. There's nobody who's in charge of it. And I was telling, actually, Crosby this, who's the owner of Rogers Campground, because I was on the phone with him today. And, you know, why was it me? Well, I happen to have Crosby's cell phone number.
Right.
So, you know. Do you call the owner directly when something like this is coming up? Yes, absolutely. So it's like, look, I'm not in charge of this, even though I'm on the phone asking you questions. You know, I had questions from different people that
right.
had said, hey, can you ask him this? You know, like, what does it cost to rent the pavilion? So if somebody wants to rent the pavilion, that's their decision. They would then have it, control of that particular piece of the campground and could put on whatever kind of thing in the pavilion they want to do. Maybe a musical act, maybe speeches, maybe karaoke, maybe cooking, you know, I don't know. And so the whole idea behind what happened last year with Somalia Fest and Shire Fest is let the decentralized market come up with this event.
Right.
Maybe it won't be anything more than just people camping and enjoying each other's company in the woods, and I think for the most part that's what it was, but there were a couple of things that happened that were pretty special, and they were unique to what was then Shire Fest, but we'll call it Fork Fest for now, but was unique to that, like Will Coley threw a rave in Ernie Hancock's dome that they had up, which was a lot of fun, and James Babb, who is a longtime activist, longtime attendee of Pork Fest, listener of Free Talk Live, he threw a big party on the last night of Forkfest last year at his campsite and had basically the whole campground on his campsite, which was a lot of fun as well. So we're going to see things like that, I'm sure, sprout up here within the next couple months, because this is just about 3 months away at this point. The dates for Forkfest, and if you want to come sooner and stay later, it's obviously up to you, but the 14th of June, that's a Thursday, through the 18th, which is a Monday. So it's basically the weekend before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you were thinking of attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival and you want to show up early, there's going to be libertarians there for several days prior to that. There is a website, and it should be available on most, well, the website itself isn't up, but there is a URL, forkfest.com. forkfest.party is where you can go, and that'll take you over to the ForkFest forums where you can connect with other ForkFesters and so on. Let's go to Ben. He's calling us from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype. Go ahead, Ben.
Hello. So I'm calling in because we're going to let you all know that in New Hampshire, residents can purchase Narcan nasal spray without a prescription directly from a pharmacist.
That's correct. This is a nasal spray that was legalized for sale here in New Hampshire a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Narcan, I believe, is a brand name. Naloxone is the generic name.
To her credit, correct. It was a former libertarian, now turned Democrat, which is a surprise, Amanda Bolden, who headed that up, and it was a good piece of legislation on her behalf because it has allowed people to have access to a drug that could save lives and has saved lives. People who have been overdosed on opiates like heroin can take this or can be administered this product, and it can sort of bring them back from the brink of death, basically. I mean, I'm sure that's not a medical way to describe it, but that's my understanding of what it can do for people.
Yeah, and from what I've been reading in the last couple hours, it's also possible, probable that it can work with fentanyl, and that's a big problem right now, I think. I usually have a med kit handy in my backpack or in my car or something. I can't afford Narcan itself. I'm thinking about getting Naxalone, but I think I just want my big message is if you do have means to get this in your med kit, get a med kit. Do
how expensive is it? I didn't get the impression it was particularly expensive.
So Narcan is somewhat expensive. I just called up the local Rite Aid here in Manchester, and they would sell it to me without a prescription through the pharmacist for $295.99.
Okay, that is
that for a single dose? Is that
It's for one dose of the nasal spray. Yeah, so it's pricey.
That is a little pricier than I figured, maybe $50 or something like that, but I'm looking into it.
That's at the main west side Manchester Rite Aid, 122 McGregor Street.
Now, you said Narcan is the brand name and Naloxone is the drug name?
Yes.
So is there a price on the Naloxone?
I don't have a price on that, but I did have somebody just talk to me on social media saying that it is possible to buy Naloxone online for significantly less.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually looking online, and I see prices that are significantly less.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. Do a little shopping around, and if you know somebody who is, certainly if you know somebody who is an addict of opiates and you care about them, then this is one way to help keep them alive.
And just one last point, if you don't mind. The reason that I have this on my mind is last night I was at the convenience store and was talking to this lady. She was just a little upset, and I meet people like this from time to time. And I don't know if it was her husband, I think it was her boyfriend, but like they've been together for a long time, and he just died like a few days before. So I ended up talking to her for a little while, and it hits home. I've had some good friends die from hard drugs, so it's important to think about.
Yeah, and this may not keep them alive forever, but it might help them, maybe bounce back from rock bottom and possibly give them a chance.
And Narcan.com says that for qualified groups, you can buy it for $125 per carton.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Ben. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450. Free like freedom. You take control of the airwaves.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.